am fresh. I am now.
I am.
Tux FM 107.2.
It is Tux FM 107.2. It is a very interesting day today because we are going to be chatting to some people who have done something that I don't think I've ever heard of happening in Pretoria. This is something that's happened overseas before, but it's never happened in Pretoria. And lest we forget that we are also in the middle of a pandemic. So doing something like this is not only super impressive, but it's super exciting as well. On the line at the moment, we've got Buhle, Thabo, and Ruben. And basically what they are currently involved in at the moment is they are part of an initiative that is being put together by the United States Embassy of Pretoria, which is called the Democratization of Art, which features an international artist by the name of Alexandra Grant. We'll get to her in a little bit. But on the line, Buhle, Thabo, Ruben, how are you guys doing? Where are you at the moment? What's happening? How's it going?
Hey, Mike. Thank you. Good to be here today. We are great.
So if you've listened to Tux FM before, you know that we've got a brilliant relationship with the American Corner Library, which is in Pretoria. And we have had many people from the ACP on Tux FM, talking about all sorts of things that they do. The library is available to anybody to go through and use their facilities. But what you guys have decided to do from the 12th to the 27th of May is you guys have decided to put together let's call it an art installation, but it's so much more than that because it involves so many moving pieces. Tell me exactly what it is that you guys are doing.
So we took a poem that was written by two local poets in Pretoria.
Yes.
And we are translating that poem into an artwork, into that mural artwork.
Okay.
So yeah, anyone who from community who comes into the library is welcome to add to that mural or artwork in the wall. Yeah.
Okay. So let's go through this. So if you are somebody who is involved in poetry, you're in somebody who's involved in the creative spectrum, you know that poetry can be very fluid, whereas visual art is it's almost one thing, if that makes sense. You are looking at something that can't change. So how does this work when you walk into the environment? Talk me through the process. Describe to me what it is that you guys are aiming to achieve here.
Okay, cool. So each participant that comes through, we give them the poem so that they could read through the poem so that they can get a better understanding of what our direction is. After they've read the poem, there are sticky notes on the wall.
Okay.
So the participant is allowed to choose one or two keywords that we took from the poem. And then they do their own interpretation of that word. So they draw or paint what their interpretation of the word that is one of the keywords that are on the wall.
The wall. Okay.
It's
like we bring back the word to right.
Okay, so I've got an understanding for it now. So essentially what we're trying to do is we're trying to encourage people to physically come to ACP, which is here on our doorstep. I mean, it's in the middle of Pretoria, and participate in this by reading the poem, understanding the word, and then physically participating in the art itself.
Yes. Yeah, I can add in a little bit here, Mark, if you like.
Yes. Chris.
The poem it's called A Celebration, and it's written by Fadzai Nova Dube and Desire Noklolo Mahlangu. It's a fantastic poem, and basically we're inviting the entire public to arrive at the Eskom Patlele Community Library in Semimark Square. We've provided all the PPE, all the materials for drawing and painting and some refreshments, so you can just arrive there, put on your mask, read through the poem and get some inspiration from that and put some art on the walls and basically be part of Pretoria's artistic history.
That's beautiful.
We've already got some amazing art going up on the walls. We've got our 8 facilitators that workshopped with Alexandra Grant, and she's a visual arts specialist from LA in the United States. So everybody's sort of pooling together their skills, and we're calling on the public to come and be part of this, because the American Corner is basically a space where anybody can come and expand their skills, whether you're an artist, an entrepreneur, a student. We've got something for you.
Awesome. I love it. I love it. I love this concept. I think that it's fantastic. So Busek, can you tell me just some of the words that people are going to need to interact with?
So we have celebration, ululating, birth, library. So it's words that we took from the poem.
From the poem,
yes. And that we feel that are, which best represent the poem.
Yeah.
It's not the entire poem, it's just like parts of it.
Just parts of it, yeah. I hear you. You know, one of the major things that young people are experiencing at the moment, and one of the major things that I feel is a major problem in South Africa is positivity at the moment. I don't think that there's a lot of positivity in South Africa at the moment. However, that being said, what you have just done and what you guys have put together and the way in which this whole thing is being run is extremely positive. It's very, very, very exciting to see that people are saying, okay, cool, we're going to use space that we haven't used before, and we're going to use ideas that have never been done before, and we're going to do it properly, and we're going to use people from South Africa to contribute to this thing. So guys, round of applause, congratulations. This is a fantastic thing that you guys are putting together. It runs until the 27th of May. Can you just talk to me a little bit about the what you guys have got so far, because you actually started on the 12th. Can you just talk me through about what you guys have got so far and what's up and what people can expect to see when they go there, even if they don't want to participate, even if they just want to see what's there at the moment?
As we said before, the space is open to the public to participate, and we've also had people that want to get information on what's happening, because they see that the art is very interesting and some people watch. And the wall is almost full. It's not that full. It's just there's just the top and the bottom. It's still open for people to come and contribute.
Okay.
And that's where we're at.
Excellent. Guys, thank you so much for chatting to us, and thank you so much for thinking of Tux FM, and not only Tux FM, but the people who we care about, because I think that this is the kind of thing that any Tux FM listener would really want to get involved with.
Cool. Yeah, thank you so much.
Thanks. And just to add that this is actually part of an entire initiative that us as the U.S. Embassy have been working on for quite a while. Our new space that we're launching at the library is called Arts at ACP.
Yes.
And this is basically a fresh new arts and entrepreneurship space designed for artists and creative entrepreneurs to come and connect and innovate and learn and make as well. You know, we've built a recording studio that's currently getting furnished, and we're going to be launching all of that in June. So this is kind of a lead up to that, and this is going to be a great public space where people can come and utilize what we're offering.
Fantastic. Chris, that's great. Please will you keep us in mind when you launch your recording studio? I'm sure that there are many people from Tux FM who would like to be there and would like to participate and just put their music forward.
100%. There are definitely synergies between Tux FM and what we are doing there. So you are more than welcome.
Excellent. Gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us today. This is obviously Tux FM 107.2, and we are focusing on
the democratization of art.
The democratization of art. There we go. Which runs at the ACP, more specifically at Arts at ACP, which is in Pretoria. It is in Sammy Mark Square. So go and check it out. And obviously there are COVID regulations, but if you head through before the 27th of May, you will be able to participate in such a fantastic, innovative, and forward-thinking, positive experience. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thanks, Mike. Thanks for the time.
Thanks.
Cheers, guys.
This is Tux FM, fresh, young, and relevant.